Cindy Palin, Music and Words, celebrating everyday people with song and story. Today, we're going to be emphasizing more of the songwriting process. I thought many of my listeners may be interested in exploring some of the melody, lyric, and song structure aspects of songwriting. This particular song was written for a specific event celebrating community advocacy. The project was a very special challenge with a theme, and I chose to use that theme as the title, For Such a Time as This. When writing for an event, you want to do the research. Thankfully, I had been working in community advocacy as a ministry for several years and then professionally for 4. I knew the tone and the tempo had to carefully represent what I had learned, but also represent the donors, our clients, and the community as a whole. I wanted to keep the melody fairly simple and what I like to call conversational through the verses. To accomplish the conversation quality, I chose to write in close intervals. Much like the movement and expression when we talk to one another.
There is fear and there's pain in the dark.
When writing a melody, you want to consider the lyrics you are supporting. The words fear and pain are sung softly on lower notes. The chorus melody contains larger intervals for a more dynamic sound. Often the chorus will contain remnants of the verse melody. But ultimately, it is like the climax in a story and often contains the title.
For such a time as this. There's beauty in the listening and a safe place to rest for certain times there.
In this case, the title bookends the chorus. In verse 2, we go back to the conversation, and it's a great place for me to discuss the patterns I develop in the verses. There is fear, there is pain in the darkness. In verse 2, I want to build on that idea and go deeper.
There are tears like the rain in the losses.
The second stanzas of each verse hint at a solution for the pain and the loss.
But there's strength in the valley to cross it.
The third and fourth stanzas emphasize the solution with a melody variation.
If we dare remember how we took and weathered, how we knew we need each other.
Once again, the melody at the end of the verse deserves special attention as it leads up to the chorus.
For such a time as this, when life seems like a mess, there's beauty.
Working together. Remember, we've all needed a listening ear at one time or another. And whether we believe this or not, there is safety in numbers. God never intended for us to be lone rangers. I appreciate how the author of Ecclesiastes in chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, recognizes that truth. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Before I conclude today, songwriting has not always been an analytical process for me, but an exercise of going to God at the piano. When I first attended the RDC music program, the light bulb started flashing. I had the privilege of attending classes such as music appreciation and melody writing, and discovered a new joy through analyzing composition. As you can imagine, not all compositional styles are the same. But if you're wanting to write radio and music industry friendly material, the study of song structure is very important.
We need each other.
To learn more about typical song structure, follow me on Instagram, send me an email, or visit newcindypalin.com, where you can access many of my resources. And tune in again at Cindy Palin Music and Words on Anchor FM by Spotify.